live from the heart of Los Angeles, the at-home edition of the Life Changer.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright lights. We'll be swimming when we die. Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky. Where the stars have always shined.
Katie Barbell. I am Mark Leisure. And now, our host, the MC, Master J. Filippo Boccaccio.
I have been looking forward to this show tonight, and I am excited about it. You heard Mark right. The guest is the Life Changes show team, and it was going to be Dr. Mark Minkola, and I was excited about that. We all were. I had watched the film, and it's a great subject. So the title of the show for tonight is How to Raise Your Consciousness to Heal and Create Miracles. So evidently, this is interesting. You know, when we do it live in person, the show, things happen. And when we do it live online, things happen. And so there is something happening in the part of the world where Dr. Mark Minkola lives right now. So he had asked us if we could postpone, and he sends his apologies through his publicist. So life changes. And when the three of us got together, Mark, Dorothy, and I, to discuss what to do with tonight's show, because we only really had a couple hours, we actually had many people that we could call and invite on the show. But being that the show is How to Raise Your Consciousness, we raised our consciousness about what tonight might actually be about. And we've wanted to actually get online and have a conversation, and have even talked about doing Clubhouse and different things like that. And so tonight's Life Changes, the Life Changes show team, we're going to be talking about how to raise your consciousness, just like we were going to be doing with Dr. Mark Minkola. We wish him all the best with whatever's going on in his world right now. And in all of everybody's world right now, I'm sure we'll get into that too when we come back here on the Life Changes show right after this.
Have you felt inspired to meditate, but you just can't? Do you suffer from anxiety, but fidget toys just make you more fidgety? Want to replace negative self-talk in your head that keeps bringing you down? Introducing the latest self-help solution, Phi Beads. Transformational beaded jewelry inspired by ancient wisdom, science, math, and psychology. All Phi Beads are designed to incorporate the powerful Fibonacci sequence, nature's mathematical formula that has shaped our existence from the beginning of time. The Fibonacci sequence, also known as the golden mean or the golden ratio, is recognized by our conscious and unconscious mind and resonates as order out of chaos, like we see in plants, flowers, seashells, ocean waves, the pyramids, and in our own body. Not only beautiful, they feel good to wear. Phi Beads can help anchor tranquility, positivity, focus, and structure in your life by doing the Phi Meditation. Phi Meditation helps you harness the power of I Am, or intention, affirmation, and manifestation. Affirm the life you want. Get your set of Phi Beads at PhiBeads.com. That's Phi, P-H-I, Beads.com. You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA on the BBS Radio Network, with your host, the Master of Change, Filippo Boccaccio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows on our archive page at LifeChangesShow.com, which include luminaries such as comedian Michael Collier, actress Gabriella Wright, performing artist James Hood, and author Ken Honda. Email your comments and questions to info@lifechangesnetwork.com or askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com. You can also comment via Twitter @LifeChangesShow and Facebook @TheLifeChangesShow.
Show.
Life changes indeed. I am your host, Filippo Voltaggio, online with our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer, Mark Lejeure.
And we have these, it was exciting preparing for this because we've had these conversations from day one, which is actually how this show really started to evolve, is the three of us sharing this journey and exploring topics and talking about things like, oh, you know, raising your consciousness.
Yes, and we can thank Dorothy for that as well. I hear a bit of an echo. Are we, is everybody, okay, it's gone. All right, so where were we? So Dorothy, chime in if you would.
Yes, I'm so excited about this because never, ever in the history of the world have people needed to raise their consciousness as much as they need to do it now. So this is exciting that we get to have this conversation tonight. These are interesting times, and a lot of people have gotten caught up in negativity, and we are able to bring joy and peace and happiness and good thoughts into our lives on a daily basis. So I'm excited to have this conversation.
So one of the things, I couldn't agree more, Dorothy, one of the things that I have on and off said to people around me, as I, in a previous show, I said something about waking up and turning on the phone and looking at all so much bad news. Dorothy, you did an Ask Dorothy about getting into the habit of literally searching for good news. And on and off, what I've remembered, and somebody has brought a situation to me right when I was like, I can't hear any more bad news right now. I'd ask innocently and truthfully, is this a happy story? Like, does the story have a happy ending? Or because if not, maybe now's really not the time. So I've shortened it to, is this a happy story? So on occasion now, some of my friends and family will say, is this a happy story, right back at me? And I realize that is part of raising our consciousness as to what stories are we telling and what is the conclusion of the story? Like, how are we all going to feel? And Dorothy, you've been a big part of that. And Mark, you've been a big part of that as well.
I'm so excited because today I belong to a group, a lot of groups on Messenger, Facebook Messenger. And today someone sent a story out about all of the horror in the world and angry emojis and crying emojis. And I said, instead of being angry victims, let us please use our collective consciousness to co-create miracles. As the divine children of God that we are powerful beyond imagination. And I lovingly ask each of you to use your powers and let's co-create a world filled with love, rainbows, butterflies, and unicorns. And so that's where I do my best to lead people on a daily basis.
And I would jump in and say, all right, what does it mean? A lot of people are maybe don't understand what consciousness is. So the idea of raising your consciousness, a lot of people don't necessarily know what that means. And so I think a easier way to look at it is vibration and awareness.
Mm.
And very good.
And the story that you gave is so powerful because it reminded me of when I started getting the feeling that maybe I was doing something right as I was raising my son. And I won't give the big brand a name, but he came home one day and he said, Dad, I'm going on a XYZ diet. And it was a big entertainment company. And I said, really? He said, yeah. He says, I don't like the way the kids treat each other in their shows. And at that point, I got such a warm feeling in my heart because I knew that I wasn't going to be able to, you know, control all of the content that he experiences. But if he was watching it from a certain awareness, at least he could be more discerning about what he was taking in, whether it was happy or sad or whether it was angry or positive and uplifting.
Wow. Yes. Thank you for that. And I have to say that just the fact that you shared that story, which I had forgotten about, that you shared many years ago when it happened, and the fact that you're reminding us of this, all of us, telling all of us, but I'm being reminded that that happened, that that child, your child, has that consciousness, and bringing that awareness to you. I forget. There's so many stories, and I don't always remember to remember or remind myself or remind each other of great stories like that.
Well, part of the reason that I remembered that story was because I was thinking about vibration, and I'll bring a little more of the wisdom that he's gifted me with. And I always said he's raising me well instead of the other way around. But when I was having really down days or really challenging days, I would notice that he would get on our little trampoline, little exercise trampoline, and he would start to bounce around. And he would bounce, and he would make funny faces, and he would dance in place. And you know what he was doing? He was not only keeping his energy in a highly spirited place, but he was raising my vibration. He was shifting me to focus on what he was doing and something fun and something simply joyful. And yet also the physical energy was moving around. So I think it's the other side of the coin from the awareness that we started with, but it was ultimately an unconscious knowingness as a child, as in an innocence, to raise the vibration of both of us at that time.
There are so many beautiful new children coming into the planet. My little godson is 4 years old, and he's one of the smartest people I've ever met, and I know he's going to be a world leader. And so it's looking to Mark's son and my godson and to these other beautiful young children who are coming in. You have some nieces and nephews, Filippo, that are just going to do amazing things. And that's one of the things that keeps me knowing that we're going to co-create a better world for all.
Thank you, Dorothy. And Mark also said how sometimes you say he's raising me in reference to your son. And I think we're all raising each other, actually. I just the other day, I was coaching someone who's having an issue with a parent. And I asked her, in your parents' day, do you think they had time or ability to think about these kinds of things? And of course, the answer right away consciously came no. And I said, so how are they to learn them now? So we can't blame them necessarily for not knowing certain things that weren't even available for them to know. But if we know them, we might be able to help them if they're willing and able at this point. So as a child should leave us, our children shall lead us, but the elders shall lead us. I think we all lead each other into whatever promised land we can achieve together as we raise our consciousness.
I think we are leading each other. I think it's a great point. And then it's a choice of who we're allowing to lead. Right? When you keep the same peer group that does the same things, you're going to get the same encouragement and the same advice when you're reaching out to those people for leadership or guidance. And I believe and I trust, and one of the most powerful aspects of this team, Dorothy, Filippo, and Mark, I always talk about there couldn't be three people that are more closely aligned and yet more different. We're three different people. And so when we call each other out, when we explore a topic, when we challenge each other to the next level, we're doing it from very different perspectives. And I think that's how we've been able to help each other and finding a harmony in that alignment. And yet the more we have that opportunity, because people are on autopilot and they don't even realize it. And so they go through their day and then they get some advice from someone. And as someone is giving them the same kind of advice to continue walking down the path, the direction that they're going. rather than encouraging them maybe to shift, into a slightly different direction that may take them in a better place.
When I was growing up, I never heard the word consciousness. And we were just operating from programs that had been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And what I have come to learn is so many people are very confused about what love is and what love is not. And it's a program for so many people. And so a lot of people think love is telling people how bad they are. And I'm so grateful that the three of us decided to be here together this lifetime and help each other not only remember what love is, but to practice love with one another. It has been such a blessing. Thank you both.
Well, thank you, Dorothy. And not just one another, but with each of our families. Like I've shared lessons that I've learned from the two of you and from the show for that matter. And of course, all the things that I've done as well and each of you have done, and you have shared those with your families, and I've watched each of your families grow. And conversely, whether it's my family or my circle of friends, I have an example of just last night, actually, where I took some time to visit a friend of mine, and another friend called, and I said, I've got 15 minutes before I arrive. Where are you going? A party? I said, no, I'm meeting a friend. Well, is it a party? I said, no, I'm meeting a friend and her husband. And she said, it's a party then. And I said, no, I thinking maybe she didn't hear me on the phone. I said, no, I'm visiting a friend and her husband. It's a party then. What more do you want? It's the three. It's not even just two of you. It's three of you. It's a party. And I thought about that, and I thought, how lucky are we when we go to a party that we actually connect with one person at a party, right? I'm connecting with two people. And how much more of a party do I need? And it was a party. It really was. Somebody who I hadn't seen in years, and we had such a great time. And I'm so grateful to this friend for saying, it's a party, and raising my consciousness about what I was just about to do.
That's really awesome. I like that. And we can choose to have a party. I had a party yesterday with an old friend. I hadn't seen her in a long, long time. And there were just the two of us here. But it was truly a party. I love that. Every
well,
day
we're having a party.
And you're talking, you're back to consciousness. This is right. The whole idea, right? I think back in the day, the definition of party was a lot different. Party line meant more than one person. Mm. It didn't necessarily mean, you know, up all night until you can't stand on the dance floor and whatever else that connotes a party these days. And so reframing to that celebratory joy of being connected and being able to share time and in community, absolutely, I'm in.
Well, actually, maybe unconsciously, we've been shared this all along. I just never caught it when I'd go to a restaurant and somebody, the waitress or maitre d' or whatever, would say party of one or party of two. They were already saying party.
So, and clearly you weren't listening because Dorothy's been saying this is a party the whole time.
Well, you know, welcome to our party, everyone. And thank you for being here with us. And I'm so glad we're having this party. And actually, so Mark, I know that something that you have brought to the life changes, like some of the events we've had and all that, you're very big on bringing music, bringing dance, bringing art. So let's talk about those in relation to raising our vibrations and our consciousness.
Well, I think it comes back to the youth that we were talking about. It's not complicated. It's not a deep science. It's the simplicity and the elegance of, you know, the divine design of life. And when you go back to being a child, And you're in that childlike state of exploring the world and getting to know how you move and feeling the water puddles, the rain puddles and exploring the pathways through the woods and all of these things. I think that translates to what we should be doing more of, which is natural movement, natural dance, inspiring, encouraging that. You know, that's why I like some of the festival culture, because there's a lot of wonderful things that happen in those environments, like a big sandbox where people are actually able to stop what they've been doing day after day and have a moment to figure out how to be themselves again and how to express themselves. And I think expressing your truth is a way to raise your vibration.
Certainly is.
So,
I start off my day every day, Philippa. I say thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for another beautiful, wonderful day. And let's make this day even better than the wonderful one before it. And when I start off my day that way, it's amazing. So I encourage everyone to start off their day saying, it's a great day. And when you call us, when we talk to each other, and we say, it's a great day, it feels good, and it sets the tone for the day.
So, and there are times throughout the day that things happen, that surprises either come or life changes for the good and hopefully for the lessons, if anything that's not good comes, that we can get our lessons. But I say that because I don't know that I've ever had a day where I went the whole day thinking and feeling like I'm happy, happy, happy. Even on some amazing days that I have, like when I'm performing or when or at a party and getting ready for a party, it doesn't mean that things don't happen along the way. And honestly, sometimes I haven't remembered to raise my consciousness. Frankly, I haven't known it for that long that I do have some or a lot of control over that. And so to have people around us, to have shows like this, to have videos, especially since more and more are available now, books, whatever it is that we could turn to if we don't know how to do it ourselves by dancing or turning on music that inspires us, to make sure we be conscious of the moment if we need help, to reach out for it.
To reach out for it, but also to look inward. And, you know, we're going through massive changes on this planet, right? And without subscribing to one side or another of an argument, there's clearly a battle for attention, a battle for consciousness, a battle for awareness. You can't go get out of your car and get gas without advertisements and TV at the pump. Mm-hmm. And you're being blinded from one side or another, walking through the lobby and the news reports are on from one side or another. And so the divisiveness of just the general media-driven culture that everyone's in, it's very hard not to get pulled out of your happy moment that started out. So knowing how to stand back and regain your center, but how to choose to not buy in to whatever the distraction is, which is coming from either, you know, those types of media or social media or people that have been activated by, you know, various inputs. But we have the choice all day, every day, at every moment to decide what we're going to buy into and what stories we're going to choose to put our energy on.
Absolutely. I love it when I talk to Filippo and I'm starting to tell him something and he goes, is this a happy story? I like that. And now I do that with my loved ones. And I'm not sure they enjoyed it as much as I do, but is it a happy story? It gives us a chance to look for the good in the day. And if we look hard enough for the good, we're going to find it. And yes, I just want to tell happy stories from this point forward.
Well, and tying that in with what Mark just said, if let's say a parent has two kids and they're fighting, and let's say they're boys, and the parent can say boys will be boys, or the parent can look and see what they're fighting about, and it might be something, you know, as long as it's not a serious fight, but they could see above it, or they could see beyond it. Some of us have had brothers and sisters that we have fought with growing up, or friends, and now we're close as can be, and all of that. And so as a parent or as an adult, we can look at what children are doing and saying, okay, I see where this is going. They're just getting to know each other in that way too, or they'll kiss and make up, or they'll shake hands, or they'll hug each other soon, and they'll go back to playing. This is part of their experience. So to Mark's point, and to your point too, Dorothy, that though it doesn't look like there's a happy story when two kids are arguing, as an adult, we might see that, oh, they're going to get it. And so to the arguments that are happening in the world today, oh gosh, to be in it and to be also able to raise to a higher consciousness and say, okay, I get it. We're all trying to figure something out here, or I don't know. Help me out. What is that higher consciousness thought of this moment?
Well, what comes to mind is a yes and, because I understand, you know, part of what you're saying, but at the same time, now we're talking about consciousness, which means that fight, you know, just let them work it out, could mean let them learn how to fight. Let them learn how this is how we settle a dispute. Or now that fight got taken to a word or an experience that turns into a memory that gets relived or recreated or remanifested, which if we took them out of that fight mode and taught them how to respond to each other and gave them different tools in that moment, they probably would arrive at that happy, their best of friends, you know, moment that happened at 42. They could have arrived there at 18 or 19 or some earlier place, because we shifted their consciousness to be able to deal with that situation different than, oh, just let them, you know, they're being kids and just let them work it out. And who knows how long it takes them to work it out, because they've used only the tools that they know of at the time.
Thank you. Indeed. Touché. That's a pun.
I
thanks for explaining it.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
So laughter, dance, music, singing, a shower, walking on the sand, looking within.
Compliments. Kind words. Unconditional voice of support and encouragement and inspiration. A release of joking in a sarcastic way. You know, I think we talk about raising vibration, yet we do so much to our relationships under the definition of play, because that's the way it's always been done. So we're going to play, and we're going to say something sarcastic, wrapped in an envelope of, but we're just playing, and yet not knowing that at a subconscious level, that sarcasm could be tapping into a childhood wound, bullying moment, a deep-rooted lack of self-love or self-worth that it's further anchoring. So much of this happens, again, as kids, and it's also been taught by the media that, you know, you roast people and you put it's endearing if you put them down. And I think if we're talking about raising vibration, you know, that chuckle, that false laughter that happens for a moment, will give way to potentially hours, days, or maybe even longer of thinking about, wow, do they really think that about me? Or am I really that way? Or whatever the case may be, which now is lower vibration, which is holding you back from your highest expression.
When we come back, we're going to wrap this up a bit. Maybe some further remarks from each of us as we talk about how to raise your consciousness. It's a great subject. I think maybe the next 15 shows could be on this. I love how we address in such a conversational way as we do with each other, because we can talk the science. I love the science. We know that, and the psychology and all of that. And yet to have a conversation like with family, that don't we wish we had family, friends, and some of us do, that we could have this kind of conversation with, and we can raise our vibrations together with, as we are doing now today on this show. So when we come back, we'll wrap this up, and then we'll have our Ask Dorothy segment. And after that, we have our artistic guest, who is psychic medium, intuitive empath, and spiritual advisor, Jay Varvel. I'm so excited. It's for this show that he is going to be our artistic guest. All on the Life Changes Show when we come back right after this.
The Little Dog That Could is the fantastically true story of a man and a little dog that came into his life as his mentor to help him understand the world beyond his human senses and to experience life, love, and healing beyond his human understanding. Best-selling author Filippo Voltaggio, who currently hosts the highly regarded Life Changes show, is an internationally known singer, speaker, and life coach. Filippo offers up his own story, how one little surprise package in fur and four legs transformed his life unexpectedly forever and furthered his path of self-discovery. In The Little Dog That Could, Filippo brings to life the meaning of the adage, when the student is ready, the teacher appears. Through the reading of this book, you will experience the journey of real miracles that transcend time, space, and logic while gaining practical tools that will help you navigate your way. The Little Dog That Could is available through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. For more information, visit thelittledogthatcould.com. That's thelittledogthatcould.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show, live from Vortex Dome LA, with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online at lifechangesshow.com, via Twitter at Life Changes Show, and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
And all you have to do is listen to that commercial to raise your vibration.
Absolutely.
Filippo, if you're there, you can join us now.
No, you were taking the words right out of my mouth. So I wanted to hear you keep going, because I thought, how much of what I was going to say is he actually going to say? Because I was starting to say that right there is a great example of raising our vibrations. We were all there present when we watched Mark's son make that spot that we just heard. And every time we listen to it, as a matter of fact, we haven't wanted to change it, even though we're not in the dome right now, because we've been all online. But it is such a great spot, and he's not going to be that age ever again, because thank God he's growing beautifully. But right, I mean, I'm smiling as I talk about it.
It makes my heart so happy every time I hear it. And I do go back to when he was recording it, and his eyes were lit up, and our hearts were lit up and light up each week when we hear it.
There's a thing that says, be the man your dog thinks you are, which I always thought was funny, and I've known it for a few years. And then I thought, what is it about the dog that we like, that we call it unconditional love, that the dog gets up when we walk into the room and comes to us wagging the tail and jumping up and down or what have you, and smiling and wanting to be pet and what have you. And I thought about that one day, and I thought, you know, that's one of the things that I like to do, that when somebody walks into a room, I like to get up and I like to go and greet them and say hello and hug them or shake their hand or pat them on the back, smile at them. And just interrupt the moment and raise the vibration, so to speak, of the room itself as well. It changes so much about the moment where we greet somebody and help change and raise their vibration as well.
Well, and those are the choices that we have, that we are able to make. Dogs don't play by human rules. Imagine if a dog got up and was like, okay, is now? Oh, no, you got to do your taxes. Never mind. And sits back down. You know, it'd be a completely different world. But, you know, humans have drawn up all these rules that we have to play by, and we choose to play by those rules rather than saying, yeah, I'm going to have time with my kids, or I'm going to have time with my loved ones, or I'm going to dance and turn the music up, or I'm going to paint because I'm a painter, or I'm going to do carpentry because I'm a woodworker. And the more that we can take time, especially now the way the world is, the more that we can take time, invest the time in ourselves and in our families and in our friends to do the things that are most closely aligned with who we are, our joy, our dancing, our painting, our singing. That's where the investment needs to go.
I like the word invest, Mark. And I, just to go back a little bit, some of us, so many of us, myself included in many ways, are invested in the way we have done things or the way we were taught to do things, even when we see that maybe that's doesn't serve us anymore. And I use my dear friend as an example, who I haven't seen for literally years, not just during this stay at home time, but years and years. And I made a funny and she laughed and she put her hand up and laughed behind her hand. And I remember she had been doing that for a long, long time, as if to say, I know I'm not supposed to laugh, or I look silly when I laugh, or maybe a parent or a teacher or somebody said to her, you know, you shouldn't laugh like that, or whatever it is. And so I liked how you use investment, like we can invest in the way we want to do things going forward.
Well, I say that, and I know Dorothy has stuff to say about this, but I'll say real quick, I say the word investment because we find every excuse to be too busy, don't have enough time, it's not important enough. Our addictions are more valuable than our healthy investments. And then we don't realize that we're not setting ourselves up for the very vibration, the very higher experience, the peaceful, joyful existence that we want to have.
I think it's really, really important to invest in each of us. And I invest in myself each day. And I have finally learned how to do prayers of gratitude, saying thank you, instead of, oh, please help me, because the truth is, we are so powerful, and once we acknowledge our power as the divine children of God that we are, there isn't anything we can't do, be, or have. And I am so excited to be a part of this team, and I look at all of the stories that we have shared and the many more to come, and I'm grateful for each of you, Filippo and Mark and so many others who have been a part of this. I'm so excited because we do ask each of us to be the best that we can be. And we challenge each other to invest in this show and in ourselves. And couldn't do it without you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Well, and speaking of investing, we've invested in each other. And we've yes. held space and we've lifted each other up. And this is a great time to memorialize one of the best validations or the joys that I get after, you know, when we started this 12 years ago, people were like, well, what does that mean? Life changes. And they didn't quite get it. And didn't quite get, you know, the three of us together. And now it's a consistent statement to one of us about, I wish I had a Mark or Dorothy or Filippo around me. I wish I had you. Is there lucky? You're blessed, and boy, isn't that the truth? But we have invested, you know, greatly into each other and into going to higher ground with each other.
Thank you for saying that, Mark. It is absolutely true, and I encourage everyone to do similar. Invest in your own consciousness, raising your own consciousness and invest in raising the consciousness of those around us, so that they could be served, they could help serve others, and it serves us the more we have that raising of consciousness around us. And what's happened ever since we've started doing this with each other is, of course, we've met some amazing people online and in person, and because of the show and around the show and who come to the show. So we have a vehicle, and these people have met other people because of the show and all that. So we hear all the time where at your show, I met so-and-so, or thank you for introducing me to, or I heard and I wanted to connect with. And then, and so it doesn't always seem like it at face value when we're out there doing something in the world. Sometimes there are signs. And like Mark said, that we'll get an email, or we'll get a comment, or lots of them here and there. So there are signs, but they don't have to be signs if we could just know within ourselves that we are our highest vibration possible in this moment. And if we're not, we do our best to raise it. And when we can help raise it, with somebody else.
Hear, hear.
I love the way we help each other. We've all had moments that weren't the happiest, and we bring out the best in each other. And it's been wonderful to have the two of you to remind me that it's all a party. I thank you for that.
That's right.
And that's why we say at the end of the show, when your vibration changes like ours is doing, we're here for you.
That's right.
We don't, but I like it, Mark. I like it. I get what you just did there. Let me think on that. And wow, this has really been special. You know, I have to just really thank the powers that be that helped bring us together in this moment for our 652nd show together, all of them, every week, and to be able to share how we do the good and the when it's not so great. So as I trust an inspiration for those who are with us and listening, and thank you, Dorothy and Mark, and thank you all as well for being a part of the reason for being. And with that, we have, well, find us at lifechangeshow.com and share with us some of your experiences. Share with us more of what you would like to hear us talk about, not only on the show with our guests, but for that matter, like this. So maybe we've just started a whole new thing. So with that, we have our Ask Dorothy segment.
Dear Dorothy, this is Nancy in Northridge. My dear husband has suddenly been hit with nightmares that wake him up. He says that they are about people brutally attacking other people and in some instances actually killing them. He says that the dreams aren't about him being attacked, as he is just the observer, and yet they are very disturbing. I see that when he is working at his computer that he also has the television on, and even though the sound is usually off, the programs he has are extremely violent. I remember what you taught me about subliminal messages, and I believe this could be what is triggering his nightmares. He laughed when I suggested that this could be the cause. Do you think I am right? And if so, how can I get him to hear me about this?
Dear Nancy, I believe you're absolutely correct about the background TV being responsible for your husband's nightmares. However, he just might not be able to hear you yet. And you could suggest to him that he do some research on subliminal messaging. Many of the articles I found describe such messages as positive, and yet I know that there are many that are not positive at all. Subliminal messaging has been used to manipulate us to buy things and do things without understanding why we are doing them. I learned about subliminal messages during my years of studying hypnosis and NLP. One of the first examples I saw was how Drink Coke was flashed on the screens at the drive-in movie theaters, and all of a sudden everyone was rushing into the refreshments counter. You might find some interesting information by researching the perceptual process, and there may be some good things you will discover that you can share with your husband to assist him in understanding he may wish to be more selective in choosing his background stimulus. I trust that he will, and if not, at least you will know that you are indeed correct in your analysis.
Thank you, Dorothy. And if you have a question for Dorothy, please write her at askdorothy@lifechangesshow.com.
And we'll be right back on the Life Changes Show with our artistic guest, Jay Varvel, right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening. Someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, LifeChangesNetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@LifeChangesNetwork.com.
And we are here. The Life Changes Show is happy to have Jay Varvel as our artistic guest, psychic medium, intuitive empath, and spiritual advisor. Welcome, Jay, to the show.
Wow, thank you so much. It's a great pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Jay, what a perfect show for you to be our artistic guest on.
Right. I could not agree more. I love this topic so much. It's very much something I live every day, just as you all do. And it was great to sit back and listen to all of your words of wisdom.
Well, when I said we do that with our friends and our circle is growing, of course, you are right there in the middle of that. And I have had the pleasure of watching you and experiencing you grow in your artistry and your abilities. And then today I got to experience you doing your work. And I have to say good, proud. And thank you.
Well, thank you so much for that. I really appreciate it. And it means a lot, because it really has been an ongoing journey for me to get to this place where I do have a certain level of comfort and confidence that I knew on some level was always inside me somewhere, but it was hiding out for quite a while. And it really has been through working with and having friends like people like you and Dorothy and Mark in my life that have really been my catalyst to keep me going, to keep me fresh, to keep me seeking and also fine-tuning my gift.
Well, that's wonderful, and thank you for saying that. And I'm sure I speak for all of us when I say it's been our pleasure, and it's been exciting watching you grow in this way. So now you do this not only for people individually and with groups, you also do your own show. And so before we actually get into experiencing a bit of what you do and having a takeaway for us, especially for raising our vibrations on a show like today and going forward, tell us more about your uniqueness in this field.
For me, it's really important to trust myself. And as much as that might sound strange coming from someone like me who puts themselves and bills themselves as a psychic medium, it's sort of what I'm paid to do. But doing it for myself has been quite a journey, and learning how to get through my inner critic, that voice, and to be able to find my way to this other side. I share that because I too have gone to psychic mediums along the way in my journey, especially when I wasn't so confident in my connection and have been taken advantage of. And so for me, it's always been very important for those two things: not to take advantage of anybody, and to really respect and value the information and the guidance that's coming through, and to really impress upon people that we all have a connection. We all have an ability to tune in, but we don't always all have the confidence to trust it. And so one of the biggest things, to really answer your question, for my show is, that's what my show's about. It's very similar to your topic tonight. Only we talk about current events. Sometimes we discuss like how the new moon or full moon or other cosmic influences might be affecting things. And then I also like to pull cards as another way to tap into and pull in other messages that spirit might want to bring through that might not be so readily on the surface.
Well, actually, I should mention that we have you on camera, so this is very exciting. So while we are on air on radio, and while this portion of the show is happening with Jay, this is the first time we've done it in this way. We are videotaping it, God is videotaping it. So at some point we will have this snippet available on the webpage, where we have Jay and we have his website there, jrichardvarvel.com, and all the sites for Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, his readings, his radio show. It's all there. Yes. The show is called The Jay Varvel Show. It's on Thursdays, is it?
Correct. Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific over on 12radio.com. That's the number one, the number two, radio.com.
And so with that, so your readings are normally specific about what's going on right now. And I asked you if we could do something a little different. And what did you come up with?
I thought it would be fun to pull a few cards in relationship to the question, what spirit, what the divine most wants us to know right now. And when I say that, I mean that based in what we just listened to as far as your discussion and discourse, and as well as where we are in relationship to this moment in time, while at the same time being timeless. So let's just pull some cards and just see what messages want to come through. And something to think about for those of you that are listening in, because this is a general reading, not every bit of it is going to necessarily resonate with you. But notice a particular phrase or a way I say something, or something that might get highlighted about what I'm saying that might speak to you on a deeper level. So the first card is activation. Mm. Activation. Mm. And as Filippo said, there is a camera going and there is a card here that will be available to view in the archives. But it's a very colorful card and there's a lot of red in the card. And what I get with that is it's really important for us to be connected to and aware of what our passions are. And you guys really talked about this as part of your conversation. But I want to really highlight this idea of being connected intentionally to your passions. And if your passions happen to be still a mystery, that there is some important work to be done to, even if you have to figure out through figuring out what you don't want or what you aren't passionate about, because sometimes we have to start somewhere, that you go through, and this is, again, a message for all of us, that we spend the time to figure that out if we haven't already, and if we have, that we spend some time putting action towards really pursuing it, because that's truly where we get the real satiation and fulfillment out of life, is when we are connected to our passions in that way. And that's what I'm getting for the activation card.
Okay.
We have Awakening, the Awakening card. Mm. And how fitting. I feel like it's so fitting for this show and what has been talked about all evening, the theme, and honoring and acknowledging that we do have this soulfulness, that we do have this other aspect of us that is part of our humanness. You know, it's part of our human journey. It's part of our human interaction. But because it does lie beneath the surface, especially us as a people feeling comfortable and confident to be authentic with one another. And right now we have a lot of people on guard because there's a lot of tension and disagreement. But at the same time, we can either allow that as a collective to have it tear us apart, or it could be the very thing that gets us to a point where we are able to, on a collective basis, really address some of the Achilles heels, we'll call them, of society that keep coming up. I'll just throw out one, an easy one, like global warming, you know, paying attention to the earth and how we're treating the earth and how we pull resources and how people are treated are part of that. But that we get more focus and put more attention on that subtle voice or nuance and letting that all come all the way to the surface. I guess the final thing I'll say about that is it's easy for it to get to fall under the wayside, or for us to get real busy. This came up too in your conversation. We get so busy in our regular life that we sometimes miss that still small voice. But if we take the time for that stillness, for that information to come in, that there is a lot of value, because it can be the very aha moment or the very inspiration that you've really been looking for. So I love this card, Fertility.
Yeah.
Fertility. So this can really speak to children, but it also can speak to, for those of you that are entrepreneurs out there, business ideas, creative ideas, for those of you that consider yourself to be creatives, where there is this, what I'm seeing is the more we do spend time unplugging from the outer world and we spend more time plugging into our inner world, that there is more than ever, this ability is, it feels like it's more readily available for us to connect, where before there might be a lot of doubt or unsureness, because it is this still small voice inside, and our intuition does work in symbols and sort of mysteriously in the background. And it does take time for to be able to decipher and understand the messages. But all that to say that if we can spend some time there and give ourselves another chance, maybe, if we have to, that there definitely, what I'm seeing in the energy is this sense that there's going to be a different result and an easier ability to connect. That's what I got.
Thank you, Jay Varvel. jrichardvarvel.com. Varvel is V-A-R-V-E-L. And Jay is J-A-Y. So Jay does readings a bit like what he just did here, and also very differently. It depends on who he's doing it with. And So thank you for going out and doing something a little different for us. And so tell me the three cards again. I got Fertility Awakening, and what was the first one?
And we have Activation.
Activation.
Yeah, Awakening, and then like you said, Fertility.
Yeah, and what I liked about it too was it almost felt like giving birth within ourselves is what you were saying to all that can be possible, or giving birth to that awakening,
right? Letting it out of the box, so to speak, letting ourselves out of the box, letting it
out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure.
What was the first one again? Well, I don't know. That's not
It's Activation.
Activation. Like you said at the beginning of this, if something is you know, sticking out, well, it's sticking under. I need to look at that. What that might mean to me. Actually, what might that mean to me, Jay?
It's funny you should mention that. You know, there's a child on the activation card, and I'm drawn to not that you're going to have a baby, but that you definitely are a carrier of ideas. Like I see there are some of us that like are idea generators. And then there are some of us that are idea like makers that get it made in this reality. And I feel like you're not that we don't carry a little bit of all of it, but I just see with this card, it's signifying your ability to catalyze that change energy within people. Mm-hmm. So those that you come in contact with, you're literally activating them.
Mm. Life changes.
Mm-hmm. Life changes, exactly.
So thank you for tuning into that. I appreciate that. And so there you go. Wow, our very first artistic guest who's doing something like this for us as a psychic medium and intuitive empath and spiritual advisor, Jay Varvel at jrichardvarvel.com. And this video is, we'll get it up on our page, and then it's probably going to go on your YouTube website as well, I would imagine.
You got it. I'll put it up on YouTube, and then the link will be directly related to that YouTube video, so it will be connected.
Yep. So people can find you there.
Jay, can you tell us what the first one was again? Just one more time.
Sure. Activation.
Activation. Even I know that now. Don't you just love them all. I have so enjoyed this portion of the show as well. Jay, thank you so much. Again, Jay does readings. He has his own radio show, Jay Varvel, the Jay Varvel Show on Thursdays. Find him on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn. And then we have all his links for us, but for him on our website. But you can always go to jrichardvarvel.com. And with that, again, big thank you to you, Jay.
Thank you so much for having me on. It was a pleasure and an honor to be here tonight with all of you.
Our pleasure. And a big thank you to our executive producer, Dorothy Lee Donahue, and our producer and co-host, Mark Lejeur. And that is our show. Let's see, Mark, this is for you. As your life changes and your vibration raises, as ours surely did tonight, we're here with you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes Show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time. Visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com, on Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.